It's good to be together with you again this week. Last week, we began to discover within the New Testament books of Matthew and John that God is our confidence. And my introduction to God being the source of our confidence, as given to us in the life of Christ, took some time. The Bible takes time to teach, or at least to teach well. Serious time must be given to really understand what God's Word is saying to us, and background was necessary before we plunge into the dynamic interaction between Jesus and his disciples as he taught them how to be confident. So, just by way of review, let me remind you of two major introductory comments. First, I define confidence as reliance on Jesus Christ. Confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ. Another way to say this is God gives his confidence to Christians through Christ. But you might say, wait, I am not a Christian. So if confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ, and if God gives his confidence to Christians through Christ, then don't I need to first believe Christ? Don't I have to accept this man Jesus before I can receive God's confidence? Before I can say along with you that God is our confidence? Yes, I completely agree. That is exactly what you have to do. And so, as always, I urge you to believe in Jesus Christ. Have faith in Christ. That is why my second introductory comment was this. By confidence, I do not mean self-confidence, which is really pride. I am not giving a free radio seminar on how you can be confident. This is not self-help radio. This is not all about how you, in your own strength, can have confidence, or that somehow I am about to land you with some amazingly insightful tip that made me a more self-confident person, and now you too can be confident. This is not about me. This is not about you. This is about God. What does God do for us that transforms us into confident women and men? And I submit to you that what God does is he gives us Jesus Christ. And then through reliance, through depending on him, we grow in confidence. And one key passage we looked at last week was 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 4 through 5. In that section, the Apostle Paul writes, "Such confidence we have through Christ toward God. Not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God." And we talked about the emphasis there on God and Christ. So yes, to be truly confident men and women, in the biblical sense of confident, it is essential that your life revolve around Jesus Christ. Do you acknowledge Jesus as the Lord, Master, and Savior from sin of and in your life? If not, I pray that you'll reach out to me today through email and let me know that you'd like to talk more about how to do that. My email address, to be repeated later, is mark@markaswallow.com. That's mark@markaswallow.com. As Philippians chapter 3 and verse 3 says, put no confidence in the flesh. Put no confidence in the flesh. Meaning, put your confidence in Jesus, not in yourself. And I ask you to give up your pursuit of being a more self-confident person and instead to find confidence from reliance on Christ. Please do so today. Do not delay. Do this today. And now let me set the context for today by also reminding you, last week we met the disciples, Jesus' first followers, Peter and John. And I drew out of the passage in Matthew chapter 4 and John chapter 1 two lessons on the kind of confidence Jesus gave to these two fishermen. The first was that in order to draw our confidence from Christ, we have to meet with him more than once. In order to draw our confidence from Christ, we have to meet with him more than once. And the second was, Jesus made Peter and John confident because Jesus bent down to their level. Same with us. Jesus bends down to our level. Jesus seeks us out as common, ordinary, everyday people. And Jesus comes to us from God and chooses us and instills in us confidence as we respond to his call to follow me. I'll pick up here in the Bible in a moment as we move on, but first, this reminder. If you were not with us last week, or you're new to God Is, and you'd like to get caught up on the many details we talked about prior to today, that's easily done. Every God Is broadcast here on the radio doubles as a free downloadable podcast from the WEZE website. Just put the following in your web browser and then click the link marked podcasts. www.590amtheword.com. That's 590amtheword.com. Click podcast and then God Is. And I hope you'll make good use of this free resource. Also, share it with others. With that as an introduction, let's turn back in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. I want to set the interaction between Jesus, Peter, and John in your mind, and I'm reading now Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. Now, as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed Jesus. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed Jesus. Admittedly, here Jesus calls, and four men respond positively to Jesus' call and follow him. The four men are two sets of blood brothers, and their names are Peter, Andrew, James, and John. Peter, Andrew, James, and John. But I want to draw out two of them, Peter and John, from the text for the purposes of our conversation on confidence. It is true that Jesus instills confidence in all his disciples, both then and now, and we could spend weeks going disciple by disciple and seeing how Jesus does that specifically for each one. But our time and attention spans are short, so would you mind if we just trace confidence first in the lives of Peter and John? And once again, remember what we have already learned. First, in order to draw our confidence from Christ, we have to meet with him more than once. Peter and John have met Jesus at least once prior to this encounter in Matthew 4. I showed you that already last week in John chapter 1. Second, Jesus made Peter and John confident because Jesus bent down to their level. The two men were uneducated, untrained, dirty, and stinky fishermen working on the Sea of Galilee. They're not the educated and elite Pharisees, scribes, and rabbis, the intellectuals, the very popular and well-respected, the who's who, as it were, living in Jerusalem. Now, let me make sure you also understand that fishermen like Peter and John, at that time and in that place, were not the poorest of poor either. Scholars tell us that the very wealthy at this time represented only about 1% of the population. Somewhere between 90% of the rest of this ancient people were peasants, very poor. But fishermen like these disciples were neither the 1% rich nor the 90% very poor. Peter and John would have been somewhere in between. Fish were an essential part of the Palestinian diet, and so hauling in your catch, preserving it, and transporting it for sale was providing a somewhat decent income. However, clearly, when Jesus calls them and they follow him, they experience what we would call a big step downward in economic mobility. And if we peek into Luke's gospel in the 5th chapter, verse 10, we find out that Peter and John were business partners. So their call and obedience to follow Christ affected two families and an entire business. Let me just read a part of Luke chapter 5 and verse 10. James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Remember, Simon is Peter. So we learned that John and his brother James, with their dad Zebedee, were sharing a fishing business with Peter. But Jesus has a different calling in mind. And Jesus, the very Son of God, God in human flesh, comes walking along the seaside and says, using only two simple words, "Follow me." And they did. Jesus chose the unknown and the unlearned, and he made them disciples. Peter and John grew to absolutely love and adore the Lord Jesus. These two men will learn everything they need to know directly from Christ. And here's what we're going to do. With me as your guide, let's walk along with Peter and John from this point in Matthew 4 and watch as Jesus builds confidence into their lives. I've chosen episodes in the Gospels when, together, Peter and John receive their confidence from Christ. And I will begin the first one tomorrow. But just before we end today, let me share with you an intriguing verse in the book of Acts chapter 4. I'm reading now Acts chapter 4 and verse 13. I'll be getting into the larger context of this verse later, but for now just hear what the text says about Peter, John, and Jesus. This is Acts chapter 4 and verse 13. Now as they observed the confidence of Peter and John, and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed, and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. When you have your Bible open, underline and circle confidence, Peter, John, uneducated, and untrained, and then this insightful phrase, having been with Jesus. What a verse. This tells us about the confidence Peter and John received having been with Jesus. God is our confidence, and he makes us confident through Christ. Notice how Acts 4:13 says these men were uneducated and untrained. In other words, their confidence did not come from their educational degrees and high social status. How did they get their confidence? What was the source of their confidence? Well, Peter and John received it from having been with Jesus. That's in Acts chapter 4 and verse 13. And the same holds true for us. I suggest you keep Acts chapter 4 and verse 13 before you this week. It will come in very handy as together we study confidence. And come back tomorrow as we follow Peter, John, and Jesus, and we learn together, right here on God Is, that God is our confidence.